PGE Wildfire Plan relies on proven strategies, newer tech, written by Elaine Goodman and read by an automated voice. A new 3-year wildfire mitigation plan from Pacific Gas and Electric incorporates tried and true strategies such as undergrounding power lines, as well as some newer approaches, such as pole-mounted sensors. PG&PLEA filed its 2026/28 wildfire mitigation plan with the California Office of Energy Infrastructure Safety in April. The plan takes aim at each step in a chain reaction that can lead to a catastrophic wildfire, PG&P said. An equipment failure creates a spark that ignites flammable material, followed by flames that can spread quickly over a wide area. Our wildfire mitigation plan employs multiple layers of protection we're using to stop catastrophic wildfires in our hometowns, PG&E Chief Operating Officer Sumeet Singh said in a statement. PG&E equipment has been blamed for several large California wildfires, including the deadly Camp Fire of 2018, the 2020 Zog Fire, and the 2021 Dixie Fire. But PG&E said its wildfire mitigation efforts have been paying off. No major wildfires were sparked by the company's equipment in 2023 and 2024. Ignition prevention, PG&E's priority, is preventing ignitions in areas at high risk for wildfires, the company said in its plan. That means using operational measures such as public safety power shutoffs when fire danger is high. APS is a last resort tool to prevent fires during extreme weather, PG&E said in a release. Another tool is Enhanced Power Line Safety Setting, EPSS, which shut down power in a split second if a problem is detected, such as a tree branch falling onto a line. EPSS reduced CPUC reportable ignitions by 72% in 2024 compared with 2018 to 2020 averages, the company reported. Because PSPS and EPSS create reliability issues for customers, PG&E said it's working to minimize the impacts of their use. The average duration of outages on an EPSS-enabled circuit fell 17% in 2024 compared to the prior 2-year average. Another step to reduce ignition risk is undergrounding of power lines. PG&E plans to bury an additional 1,077 miles of lines during the plan period. The plan also includes overhead system upgrades such as installing covered conductor, strengthening poles, and using wider crossarms. PG&E plans overhead upgrade across 190 circuit miles each year of the plan for a total of 570 miles. Our key resilience mitigations, undergrounding and system hardening, will continue at a steady pace to provide more permanent risk reduction, the company said in its plan. PG&E also plans to expand its remote grid program, in which the company removes overhead power lines and implements standalone energy systems for small clusters of homes and businesses at the end of long distribution lines that run through fire-prone areas. 11 remote grids were in operation in 2024, and 20 more were under development. See PG&E building remote grids in fire-prone areas. Pole-mounted sensors in July 2024, when California was in a record-setting heat wave, a grid-scope sensor mounted on one of PG&E's power poles alerted the company that something was wrong. A troubleshooter traveled to the location and found vegetation smoldering on an energized line, according to PG&E, which now is eyeing a wider grid-scope deployment as part of its 3-year plan. Grid-scope sensors can detect vibrations, sounds, and light, and sense problems that could start a fire. PG&E started testing the grid-scope in 2023, expanding to more than 1,000 sensors across 900 circuit miles last year. PG&E also is looking at expanding its use of early fault detection, a pole-mounted radio frequency monitoring technology. The sensors may find hard-to-detect issues such as damaged conductor strands or invasive vegetation. Electrical corporations in California, such as PG&E, are required to prepare and submit wildfire mitigation plans, WMPs, to the Office of Energy Infrastructure Safety. The office, also known as Energy Safety, was established through state legislation following devastating wildfires in 2017 and 2018. Energy Safety reviews and approves the submitted plans. See California Agency Seeks to Transform Wildfire Safety Culture and Western Commissioners Ramp Up Wildfire Efforts.